Hello and welcome to our riffing of the Star Trek The Next Generation Season 1 Episode 7 entitled Justice. It's going to be an interesting experience because I'm sure not everyone is familiar with Mystery Science Theater 3000 or Riff Tracks, where basically you get a bunch of dudes and or ladies and sometimes mixed company, and you sit and watch a television series, and we do our best to make fun of said series. We talk over to actors, we change their dialogue. We do that kind of jackassery and you laugh. The problem is, obviously, we don't have the rights to transmit Paramount's intellectual property, in this case, Star Trek The Next Generation. Presumably you have it on DVD, or if not, Netflix is streaming it for free for Netflix member. I believe you can also get it on Amazon's downloads and various other places. But since we can't marry them together, we don't have the rights, we have to listen to this file separate and then sync it up somehow manually with the track that you're playing. And what we're going to do is, when I tell you to, you're going to pause your MP3 player, and then you're going to play the episode until you get to the point where I tell you to pause it. And then once you have both of the media, the MP3 player, the audio player, and the video player, if it's on your computer or if it's on your TV, whatever, once you have them paused at the same time, then you both hit the unpause button together. And then you should be synced up. Now, every minute or two, we take a snippet of the show's dialogue and we've pitched it up a bit so that everybody sounds like chipmunks. You can use those to gauge about how in sync you are. If the words of the out-of-pitched actor and the real actor are pretty much on top of each other, then you've achieved perfect synchronization. If they happen a little bit before, you might need to pause your MP3 player. If they happen a little bit later, you might need to pause your video player to get them kind of synced up, and you can use those points to kind of decide whether you're in sync or not. If it's a, you know, quarter second, half second off, not a big deal. If it's more than that, the jokes will start that rely more on timing will start to be a little bit more off. So I'm about to ask you to pause it. When I do, play the Next Generation episode until Picard says his first words, which is some sort of captain's log material. You want to pause it there and then unpause the audio track at the same time, and you should be synchronized. Without further ado, hope you enjoy this riff tracks and or this tracks that we are riffing on. I'm not sure if we can use riff tracks as a copyright. But prepare to pause on 3, 2, 1, pause.
Discovered another Class M planet in the...
AMC promptly canceled the planet.
A planet of blowhard Shakespearean actors?
We're tired of you too.
You know, I've heard of shit-eating grins, but I've never seen one in real life before.
Sorry, that was me.
Picard to engineering. Divert all power to matter replicators. Set pattern to hats. Variety. We have a female security chief.
Sensor technicians are working on it, sir.
No glitch, just the clap.
Do I get a hat?
What am I, an asshole?
So have you read Will Wheaton's book where he recounts his experiences filming the first season?
No.
Yeah, so apparently Michael Dorn was a machine just plowing through extras, especially on this episode.
Wow, Michael Dorn, not a method actor.
No. None of Worf's sexual frustration. It's my favorite starship of all time. Good looking ship. Them nacelles.
Got an ass on it.
The next cancellation. Plain French. Needs more beer.
A reading rainbow.
You know, I bet she wouldn't have quit if she knew her only future role was going to be a cannibal on The Walking Dead. Ex-porn star. Future ex-porn star. Wesley the Pussy Crusher. Seriously, you're just going to beam a teenager down the planet Boner? That's cruel.
A pudgy man in a bad perm job approach.
What's her face? Whoa, check out the coke nails on Deanna.
He smells good.
You should try it sometime.
Happiness.
My reputation precedes me.
Oh, Riker's looking a little green, huh?
I'm sure you've noticed my right wrist is significantly thicker than my left.
Okay, awkward hug it is. Riker Enterprise, we're running train on this planet.
Play, love is a battlefield.
God, Riker comes across as such a perv in this episode. Slow down, lady. A warrior prefers to chase his prey.
He's socially inept.
Oh. or new friends.
Now, everyone pick out safe words.
Our captain is nominally French, lady.
Is Riker making a pass at me?
Fuck off.
Go fuck yourself.
Where should I pack my sports bra?
For instance, Worf super gay and Tasha straight.
Jesus, permission to get laid granted.
The pussy crusher's been let off the leash.
How many harps do you think this guy crushes each day?
It's not zero.
So this is what dancing would look like on an all-whites planet. We must increase our bust.
I'm pretty sure this is what Sacramento looked like every day that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in office.
Oh yeah, that's it. Get in there.
Check out the camel toe this guy's rocking.
Welcome to heteronormative planet. Wesley left his porn torrents going all night again.
Yep, still nothing.
Fuck you. My God, it's a cloaking Koorag.
Crushing sense of loneliness at maximum.
Oh, can your visor detect the amount of fucks I give?
Well, wait a second. His banana clip has more power than the starship's main sensor array?
I guess so.
I got nothing.
Lieutenant LaForge to Captain.
Definitely a coffee maker.
Brewing. It's not the size, it's how you use it.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh God, not the black guy. No, let's bury him.
He lives the blue shirt another day.
What's the bad news, Mr. Data?
Is anyone else seeing this shit?
Low tones, man. Low tones.
To boldly pound the pussy.
AKA the Boner Patrol. Not that we want any custody of.
No, baby, that's some other starship.
The colony we just planted, sir.
Ah, the famed Jean-Luc Picard eloquence.
Boy, he's really bombing here.
Holy shit, is anyone going to jump in here and save him?
How many distinct flavors I can brew?
Information exchange. Apply directly to the forehead.
I can see your balls. Totally, your balls.
Admittedly, they'd never seen a kid in jester pants and a burlap sack do a cartwheel.
Oh, these two-tone pants are doing nothing to conceal my boner.
Can you teach me? Oh, God, I just realized how lame this guy is.
Oh, the average penis. Swing. Swing, 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 swing.
No, thanks. Rather keep pervin'.
Swing, swing. Showing.
Blue steel. I hug myself.
Only proper posture. All right, that was definitely a pass. Earth males, on the other hand. Pity, sir. I would have worn that ass out. That Riker. Such a tease.
Picard here. Go ahead, number one. Riker? Riker?
Moving our train to the next station, sir. Our chief security officer continues to be a woman.
As open as the relationships.
Chief Security Officer should drink blood wine, not appletinis. Your choice of beverage has brought shame upon us all. Ugh, appletinis.
Long, long ago, there was much disorder.
I'm so high. What is this word? Police.
I still don't follow.
But it usually involves the nipples.
What is this word? Death. Perhaps you should investigate the punishment zone, Chief.
Funny you should mention that.
What's the punishment zone's policy on appletinis?
Damn it, Visitor Bureau. Why do we even pay these assholes? Hey, what do you think about this guy?
Kind of a dork.
Can't stand him.
Yeah, let's go throw the ball around the Forbidden Zone.
I like it, I like it. I'll tell him to go long.
Yeah, yeah, and then you start to yell, "Watch out for the line!"
Totally. Oh, man, he's making this too easy.
Go along, asshole.
A cautionary tale of what happens when nerds play sports.
It's for new plants, don't it?
That's the council's ganja greenhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, your American Gladiators, Blaze and Nitro.
I'm calling it right now. Poor man's Michael Rapaport and poor man's Kevin Costner.
The writing on these Star Trek scripts.
You have the right to remain silent, you know.
The female brain could never comprehend penal codes, Commander. You'll be the next to die.
Visible nipples. How many of my movies have you seen? Waterworld, director's cut.
Or we will open all your garage doors.
You speak as one with hidden nipples. It's a kind of syringe.
Weak, pathetic. Pasty.
This is Picard. Go ahead, Riker. Riker. God damn it, not this shit again.
My God, he's missing his heart, lungs, and 40 feet of intestines.
Riker keeps calling, but he's fucking with us again. Oh, now he wants to talk. Geordi, put some static in that feed.
We need someone to stutter and mumble a weak defense of Federation policy.
Having a hard time hearing you, Commander. Hmm?
Take him to sick bay. Let me know the instant he's awake.
Yep, Kureg still in orbit. Get a nice establishing shot of ass jiggle here. Ladies, a swing and a swing to you.
The women on this planet also find you repulsive.
And you must be the camel toe.
Of course, you know we've executed him hours ago.
We killed all the lawyers in the 22nd century. Wait, when did this conversation stop being about sex?
We too have learned to detect seed. It's called the black light.
All right, then. Peace. We're out.
Riker has explained it to us.
Well, his nurples have been purpled. Other than that, he's fine.
Where's the shitter?
Coffee machine, if you will.
Not entirely real, yes.
know, black, chrome, vaguely industrial looking. Says Keurig across the top.
It brews a single cup of coffee.
Why did you send a robot to sickbay?
The boy. The boy.
And a clear view of our nipples.
Look, I don't know if this works on other women, but I've seen a grown man's penis. You ignorant hillbilly. No, sweetie, it's a hallway.
In a moment.
Did you see that shit? Picard hand is strong.
She's right, Captain. No one gives a shit about the Prime Directive.
I can't risk making Dr. Crusher happy.
The replicators haven't quite got the hang of THC.
Lord Keurig!
It's an interstellar coffee maker. One taste of its breakfast blend and you'll know. Except for my razor-sharp talons.
Tell me where the Keurig touched you.
Select cup size. Come at me, bro.
We're going as fast as we can, asshole. I think it's just a few levers. You want to come down and try this?
If only the red-headed Crusher God were as protective of hers.
She's a rube.
Oh, you mean the fucking robot?
It's far too late to fix what's wrong with that boy. He was born, that's crime enough. If he were my son, he wouldn't be such a sniveling little shit.
But again, I'm a doctor, not an engineer, so what do I know? They really brought the thunder. It was an information exchange bang. God thing, technical term.
More of a pot, a mug, really.
Did I ask for your opinion on our foreign policy, hippie?
Don't babble.
Did Data just get his non-existent feelings hurt?
I think so. That you are a colossal asshole, Captain.
Ah, so you know everything they know, hmm? Shut up, Doctor. Oh, here we go again with the waterworks.
Bitches do be crazy.
Like a shitty Star Trek sequel. Oh, mighty Keurig, forgive us our transgressions. You may keep the boy, just please spare my ship and crew. Yes, more talk, you glorified Roomba. You positronic git. Your albino skin, your piss-yellow eyes. Ugh, you disgust me.
Yeah, well, the Prime Directive also forbids contact with pre-warp civilizations, and yet here we are.
Shouldn't you know this? What kind of shitty information exchange was this?
Yes, Captain, that's exactly what you would be doing.
In times like this, I turn to geography.
Oh, Jim,
hit a rough patch here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Roddenberry might have written this part.
Woo! Time to take your medicine, audience. Goes down rough, doesn't it?
Cut the bullshit. Roddenberry, this is not what I signed up for.
Oh my god.
Perhaps the Edo are a child race by comparison.
Oh boy, here comes Dr. Downer.
It's always a good idea to have the most emotionally evolved person along when you're trying to make a subtle, reasoned argument.
Unless it will inconvenience any of us in any way, you have my word.
Boys wasting all our boning time.
The boy. God, there must be so much ass sweat on those cushions.
I'm here to talk shit about your culture and your ways.
I saw you share the sky with God.
Fucker.
Nothing below the waist, though. The thought did cross my mind, though.
Our godly displays of nipple.
I'm impressed he said it with a straight face.
Bros before hoes.
Yeah, well, I have a starship and you have sandals and a syringe. Good luck with that. Boy. Boy.
Little information exchange.
What of my career?
I'm truly sorry, Leator, but I must have justice for my people, too.
Whoop, broke dick.
Also, your phasers no longer work, and I accidentally beamed away your pants.
But eat a bag of dicks.
Okay, okay, wrap it up. We just ran out of budget.
Whoa, that was the line that changed their fucking minds?
All right, real crew's back. Beat it.
Still waiting on that bag of dicks. Commits eating. Picard out. Brew cycle complete.
Just like my lovemaking.
Fuck it.
And so we leave the planet like we found it, poorly rendered with muddy textures. Well, that was an interesting experience, Jim.
Never, it certainly was.
Never done that before in official capacity.
Slightly harder than it looks.
It is. I feel like even now with the editing that we've put into it, when we were watching this for quality control purposes, I had two or three jokes I wish we could get in there.
And some I wish we could take out.
Some of it I wish we could take out. But it's like at some point you got to be like,
they land.
You got to be like, this has got to be released. We sat on this thing for a year. We got to get this thing out of the bald move dry docks.
Definitely.
Into deep space.
Strap some nacelles to this thing and let's push it out there.
We're going to immediately have a warp core breach and suffer total hull failure and destruction. If we're lucky.
Uh-huh.
That's if we're lucky. If we're lucky, this thing gets legs and, you know, we have to do more of them.
Yeah, yeah.
At any rate, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jim.
See ya.